Big Hits 102.5 and 1330 WBTM. I am joined on the morning show this morning by the head coach of your state championship winning GW Eagles, Coach Jermaine Parker. Thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with me this morning.
Hey, happy to be here. Happy to be here.
And first off, congratulations. I know it's been a couple of weeks, and I know you're all over the place, so I get it. Everybody wants a piece of the champ. I understand. But really, a genuine pleasure to have you. We've followed you guys throughout the year. 27-2. That is impressive. And to bring the first state title back to this area since, you said, 98?
98.
Which, conveniently, since we were talking beforehand, was the year you graduated from GW. So tell me how that feels for you. Before we get into just this recent game, tell me how that feels for you.
It was an awesome feeling. Like I said, 21 years later, first of all, I didn't imagine even being in the position as far as being head coach. It was something that I, as far as with basketball, that I had dreamed of as far as with coaching, and the position came available, and I applied myself to it. Honestly, I didn't think I would get it, but I was entrusted enough to have it, so I was just proud. 98, like I said, I was thinking about the 20-year reunion. That was last year, 2018. I really wanted the state championship last year, but nevertheless, it came in the 21st year, still after the 98 graduate, and then to look just to see the 98 students that were there in support of the state game and how they rooted us on and how they were giving me encouraging words. Players of the 98 team that I graduated with,
oh, wow,
was reaching out, and they was, you know, saying, you know, how proud they were and different things, and some of them being said, well, we didn't know you knew anything about basketball, and I said, you know, I try to, you know, do what I can, but like I said, it was a wonderful feeling going, and say even going on a trip and coming back down the road was even better.
Oh, I'm sure. I know I saw all over social media the departure, the escorts, and I know they were waiting on you the moment you came back. So certainly, again, congratulations, a huge accomplishment, not only for you guys and the hard work that you and your team have put in, those young men have really gone above and beyond, but also for the city. Because I know there are, in the county around us, there are multiple high schools, and any one of them can shoulder that level of burden. But truthfully, GW carries the entire city on its shoulders.
Absolutely.
How much pressure did that add for you?
That's a lot of pressure, because GW, it's normally, like I said, in their sports field, especially with football and basketball, they're just used to winning. So you have to bring that winning mentality, and if you don't, you got a lot to look forward to. And like I said, it was a lot of times the people would tell me, you know, you got to win a state championship. You know, you have to do this, you had to do that. So the pressure was on. And from there, you know, I'm 100% happy that the players, along with coaching staff and myself, did not let the community down. And we brought back, you know, what we've been missing in the community. And that brought the love. That brought the unity. It brought a lot of things back to the community, because in spite of, you know, things that may be going on around or outside the community, I think this right here brought the community back together. And you can see it. You can feel it. I definitely can feel it with that. And like I said, I'm proud to be a part of the community.
Well, and again, we're very proud to have you. And I know I speak for everybody when I agree with you 100% about that community rally. I mean, you saw more and more people come out to just to see you guys off and to welcome you guys back. Even, well, you guys back to back 2:30 in the morning.
Yes,
is that
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They were waiting for us.
And yet there they were, ready and waiting. And I know that's been, again, a whirlwind for you, and kind of talking with people, seeing people, and everybody now knows the face and the name. I mean, yeah, a lot of the students and parents and faculty know because you're there and you're coaching. But now you've got people in the community that are just coming out of the woodwork. And it's great. You're absolutely right when you talk about the community. And I know you didn't do this alone. I know you made an impact on a large group of young men. And we were talking before we got started this morning that you've had some, if not most, of these folks since they were on JV.
Absolutely. Actually, you can go way back before that. I actually originally started with my career in coaching in middle school. So some of the guys I actually had in middle school coaching, when I was coaching with Westwood, the middle school basketball team, had some of those guys come up. So you can go back to around 6th, 7th grade when I had those guys. And like I said, the impact on them, like I said, has been the consistent mentor, the consistent coach that I have been to these guys throughout the years. And they know that without a shadow of a doubt that I've always had their back and they've always had mine. And you know, that led up to the great program that we have now. So our 9th grade year started off in JV together. And like I said, it was just very, it was a very successful year, that ninth grade year. Of course, didn't want to lose. We lost that. We lost I think it was one game. I think we went 27-1 or something. And I was like, wow. I was like, I said, this is a great season. But that was my first year.
Right.
And second year into it, it was like, hey, we went 22-0. And from there, I was like, I said, this is a good group of kids. And my mind from that point was that I had no idea that I would end up coaching them the senior year
right.
of this thing. But my mind was always saying that 10th grade team or the 9th grade team would actually win that state championship. And that was something that I said, regardless of if I coached them or if someone else coached them, then they had the potential and the ability to win that state championship. And that's something they proved that they could do.
And the groundwork was certainly laid several years ago, and it's only grown and expanded. And I know there's definitely some bittersweet to this, because
yes.
I know you have, with that group of guys and having that longstanding connection, which is unheard of. Let's be real honest. That's to have that much of a consistent relationship, working with those same guys, or really growing them from what could potentially be raw talent into the team and the chemistry that you guys built. But you guys have 9 seniors this year. And I know that sort of senior leadership, that pressure, and the pressure that they put on themselves to perform has got to be even higher than some of these other teams would have even considered. Like that unity, tell me about that. I know, again, you've seen them from the time they were Young Bucks all the way up until now, how they've grown together.
Absolutely. Like those guys, when they're on the floor together, they are very, very unselfish. And that was something that I'd actually loved and admired about them, their connection, their brotherhood, and how they, you know, how they respond to each other and how they take time out for each other. If one makes a mistake, they're going to correct each other for it. And, you know, as me as a coach, that's something that you can't thank the guys enough, because it's to a place now that I don't have to step up to correct a lot of the errors that they make, because they are mature enough now to say, you know what, hey, I'm not even going to put coach to the place that he's trying to correct this, but I'm going to get on my guys this myself. I'm going to correct this. And they all had that same respect one for another. And like I said, I forgot to mention, with the AAU, I did the middle school and the AAU. So they was with me during the summer, during the school year, and all. Like I said, just a great group of guys, and they steered up and raised around great parents, and that was that connect piece. And like I said, the parents entrusted me with their children. The children entrusted me to lead them into the right direction, and the parents also. And, you know, I couldn't lead them astray. And that was something that I said, you know, hey, I'll teach them both life lessons on and off the court.
Well, that is awesome. We're going to continue our conversation with Coach Parker in just a couple of minutes. Keep it right here. Big Hits 102.5 and 1330 WBTM. We're back in with Coach Parker of your GW Eagles, the state championship in Class 4. Coach Parker, we've been talking this morning about the unity that your team has and the connection you have with both the community and with your players. We talked about having 9 seniors. Let's talk about your connection in terms of watching these players and also being a support system for them, even though it's the off season from a basketball standpoint. I know with me covering the sidelines for the GW football games, we saw each other almost every Friday night, but this year was a little different weather involved. But you've been there and really have been that overseeing, but that watchful eye through any and all seasons.
Yes, sir. I'm one of those that I'm going to believe in the players, regardless of whether they're playing basketball, football, golf, tennis, baseball, whichever sport that they are playing in. I just always want to see our young men successful, and I want to, you know, to see them do their best at life. And like I said, yes, during the off season, with Coach Anderson, I would be on the sidelines with football, watching the guys, cheering the guys on, and had nothing to do as far as particular with basketball, but it was just as them as individual. And when you get a chance to love the guys and get a chance to see the full potential that these guys can really have, you just want to be there and share every moment with it. And that was something that I was there. I did not want to miss any moment, because I feel that I would miss a great moment if I did. And the guys proved to me week in and week out that they were actually, they were great people, great character guys, people with integrity, great morals, just great guys. And so, like I said, I take every moment and every opportunity to share, to help mentor these guys, whether it's basketball, life, football, baseball, whatever, just take the time to mentor.
Well, and it shows that mentorship and the accountability that we talked about earlier. You said the players have that accountability for themselves, so you didn't have to do a whole lot of correction. And I think a lot of that shows, but in terms of that leadership and the watchful eye, and I know we've talked about Coach Anderson and his accountability, and I've talked with some of the players, and they have that same thing. Coach is always watching us. If something's not getting done right, they know about it. They're well informed. And I think a lot of that is credit to both you and them, because you have the 9 seniors. We've talked about them. But the other thing, the other great story to go along with 9 seniors winning a state title, all 9 of those young men are going to do something, at least athletically, at the next level. And that is huge. Talk to us a little bit about that, because I know I can see the smile. I see the pride on your face.
Yeah. Like I said, my 9 seniors, I'm 100% proud of all of them. I can go down the list and name them all. Like I said, regardless if it's athletic or academic, I can say that my guys really, you know, did their excel in their sports thing. They were able to keep the grades intact, as well as cover sports. Some of them were in 2 sports or so, but they still were able to keep their grades intact, you know, and to get offers, have some college offers as far as, college acceptance as big schools. Hampton, you have some that has a acceptance, North Carolina A&T, Virginia Tech, list goes on, East Tennessee State, Hargrave, list just goes on. And like I said, it's a very proud moment to actually have that student piece in front of the athlete, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, coaches will mainly try to focus on the athlete part and leave the student aside. And that was something that I told my guys, if you can't get your grades, you can't play for me. And that was something that I stuck with. And they knew, don't worry about, you know, any plan when it comes down to Coach Parker, when it came down to grades, because I'm a stickler. I'm a stickler for those grades, because I want you to be able to not just say, hey, I played a good game or I had a good season, but I want you to be able to say, hey, I got accepted in college. I had a scholarship. I had an athletic scholarship. I had an academic scholarship, some type of way to get into school. And like I said, it's a bitter sweet moment, but to hear that good thing, it means a lot to me. And I told the guys after they graduate, it does not mean that I'm going to forget about them, because I definitely will still stay on them grade wise, stay on them athletic wise, all of that. And I plan, like I said, to attend their games. Football, I know the Twins are going, Carlos and Carl are going to ODU for football. Very proud of those guys. And like I said, some of my guys are going to play basketball. Then some of them academically, you know, are there. And I'm just like I said, I'm just proud of the guys that they got it done. And like I said, the great support system from their parents as well to push them to make sure that they got, you know, got things taken care of.
Well, and it takes a village.
It does.
And you guys truly embody the it takes a village concept. Whether that's you, I've talked with administrators, I've talked to Principal Lancaster. Obviously, Dr. Jones is a big proponent.
Absolutely.
Of the student athlete, Coach Anderson and his staff. And everything I can say of the people that I have talked to in just my short tenure of being involved with GW Athletics is no one takes away the student portion from athlete. They hold everybody accountable, and that is truly the foundation that everybody is building on. And it shows. And that, again, that's a credit to all of you guys, because you have those 9 seniors, all of whom are going on to do something at the next level. And it's all what they're good at.
Absolutely.
It has nothing to do with that title. I wager a lot of those acceptances came in before you guys even played in the state championship.
Absolutely.
So to see that, again, another commendation for you and your staff and everybody who has been a support for that. I know the city is very, very proud. And now let's look forward. Let's look into that crystal ball, shall we?
Yes, sir.
I realize you got 9 seniors, and coming back and establishing another set of building blocks is not going to be easy, but we're here to support you guys across the board. How do you feel with, I know graduation's around the corner, but I know you. I've talked to you, and again, you guys can't see this, but the look on his face, he's already got the wheels turning. What are we going to see from the Eagles next year?
Honestly, I know that it's a rebuilding year, and this year I had my theme as far as trust the process. That was something that I told, you know, every day to the people, and I said it to the guys every day, just to, you know, to trust the process, even when it doesn't look like you wanted to look. Sometimes you just got to trust the process. And my theme for the 2019-2020 year is going to be join the process. I think that with the guys, even losing 9 seniors, that I don't think that we will fall off that much because we had a great group of JV guys that played on the JV level. I think the JV team lost one game, maybe one or two games through their season and stuff. So I let them take a little break off and get a little rest and stuff. But then after that, we got to hit back into the gym because it's hard work, you know, hard work to do these things. And like I said, it's just, you know, you're able to be coachable, then a lot of things are possible. I have the six that are returning. Of the six that are returning, two of those were two started. It's not like that it would be a team that just everybody's just starting out with the team. You had some that has a little tenure that has been there. I know, like I said, with Capone actually has been on varsity since his ninth grade year.
Wow.
So, you know, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. And like I said, he's matured a whole lot with that. Him, Tavon Walden. Of course, Wesley Graves was returning.
It's a name we know all too
well. Yes, yes. So football, dual sport. So like I said, he's returning as well and stuff. Like I said, we got some good guys. I mean, those guys from JV, Jacoby Harrison, you know, he's from football as well, but he's a go-getter, Donovan. Those guys are going to return. And I really think, honestly, that they're going to give me a lot. And like I said, boils down to it. And there is a different level from JV play and varsity play, and that was something I found out on last year. But one thing about me is that I have faith in whoever, you know, that if you are able to be coached, then I will coach you. And that's something that I feel with our guys. As far as with next year, it will be in a rebuilding year. And I talked to Austin, and I have to say this line, when he interviewed me last year, he said, well, can you sum up the basketball program in two words? And my two words were state championship.
Oh, look at that.
Those were my two words, and I went back and looked at the clipping in the newspaper because it hit the newspaper as well, and it stated state championship. And like I said, in the 2 years, in the second year as far as being coached, that was something that was accomplished. And I do believe that we have the talent to get another one done. And that's something that I'm going to push forward for. And with the support of our community and the community, it helped the guys a lot when it came down through the state part because they were able to see their community that have their back, the ones that were yelling, the fans. And they played off the energy that the community and the fans gave. And it pushed us to that state championship. And I think, like now, like I said, with last year's theme, trust in the process, if we can get that community back on board to join the process with us from day one and push through, I think that this group coming up as well is a special group of guys. Now, I'm not going to say that it can't be done because I'm definitely going to push for a repeat this year. But I look at that if not a repeat this year, then the year after, be looking at going back into, you know, bringing the championship home.
There you go. You've heard it from the man himself, our state championship coach of your GW Eagles. Coach Parker, thank you so much for taking some time. I know you've been busy. I know. Enjoy your downtime because it's almost time to start punching that clock again. We're very glad to have you. And again, I know I speak for everybody here at WBTM. We are super proud of this team. We've gotten to know, again, you and a lot of your players. And this is the beginning, at least for me. It's just the groundwork has been laid. That's the best way I can put it. We're going to stick to that two-word theme that Austin got out of you a couple of years ago. That's we it. Certainly wish you all the best.
Yes, sir. I do appreciate you. Thank you for taking time out to interview.